Hello again, and welcome back to As It Is, the program that helps you learn and improve your American English and hear about important things happening in our world. Today, we talk about sexual violence, a problem that often occurs during wartime. A famous Hollywood actress speaks out. Then we'll take a trip to one of America's most beautiful cities, San Francisco, California, to learn how some people are beating the traffic jams caused by cars and trucks while floating on the water. As It is coming to you from VOA, Washington. New guidance on investigating sexual violence in war has been released at an international conference in London. Movie actress Angelina Jolie helped organize the 4-day-long gathering, which took place last week. She is a special representative for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. The goal of the conference was to end the impunity, the freedom from punishment, for those who are guilty of sexual violence in conflict. Christopher Cruz has more.
Layla Damon was 18 years old when her parents told her about her adoption. She was born on Christmas Day, 1992, in the city of Sarajevo, as Yugoslavia was violently breaking up. Her mother did not want to see her newborn child. She gave her away.
My mother, who was Bosnian Muslim, was raped repeatedly in the concentration camps at the time, and she became pregnant, and then in the end ended up having to give birth to me in the central hospital in Bosnia, in Sarajevo.
Layla grew up in Britain. She was adopted by the husband and wife team who filmed her birth. The fighting in Bosnia has ended, but Layla says the Balkans war continues to affect people.
Out of so many rapes that went on in Bosnia, I think there were only 12 that actually went to court. It's probably my birth mum's story, this kind of sense of injustice, that nothing ever really got done to help her.
Layla Damon now works for an aid group called War Child. It took part in the conference, where organizers released guidance on how to record and investigate sexual violence in conflict. Actress Angelina Jolie spoke during the conference.
I have met survivors of war zone rape around the world, and almost without exception, they ask for one thing: justice. The right to be accepted, not shunned by society, the right to long-term economic and health support, and above all, the right to see their attackers held accountable in a court of law.
In many African countries, few sexual attackers are punished. And conference organizers say the use of rape as a weapon of war is common in places like the Democratic Republic of Congo. Helen Kezienwaha is Uganda country director for the aid group ISIS Women's International Cross-Cultural Exchange. Her group gives medical and emotional support to victims of rape.
Most times when women are raped, their families, and especially their husbands, reject them. So they suffer from depression, loss of memory sometimes, and sometimes they have suicidal thoughts because of the anger that is resident in them. Sometimes they see the perpetrators of the violence and nothing has happened.
The international community has praised political reforms in Myanmar, also known as Burma. But activists say the situation for women there has not changed, especially for ethnic minorities in areas where there is still conflict. Zoya Fan is campaigns director at the group Burma Campaign UK.
In Burma Campaign UK, the reports of rape and sexual violence that we received has been increased since President Thein Sein started this reform process. And many of the women who have been raped, they have been gang raped.
Conference organizers hope the new guidance will end the culture of impunity for sexual violence in conflict. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Commuting is often a major issue in America's big cities. Many people live outside cities and spend a lot of time just going to and from work. Now, some San Francisco area commuters are beating the traffic by taking ferry boats. A ferry ride can offer a nice change from busy roads and crowded trains. As we hear from Ann Ball, ferries are a small but growing part of the transportation solution in Northern California.
Historic cable cars may help visitors to San Francisco travel around the city. But local people usually use cars, taxis, and public transportation, including the Bay Area Rapid Transit Rail System. Ferry rider Dan Haggerty really likes the two ferry systems on San Francisco Bay. He says they provide a much more pleasant ride from faraway communities.
It's faster than the rail transit, and there's nothing like being on the water in the morning and coming home from work. It's relaxing.
Ferry passenger Christine Lorline says the ferry ride is a lot better than the trip she once made by car.
There's something about getting out of the bubble of being in a car and out into an open environment that's just so much more social and interactive. And on the ferry, people are really, really friendly.
Whatever the weather, Bob Bardner always takes a ferry ride.
It's always a good day to ride the ferry. Like, I never regret taking the ferry to work instead of the train.
Ernest Sanchez works for the San Francisco Bay Ferry. He says each boat is like a carpool, with more than one person making the trip.
Some of our boats can carry, for example, up to 388 passengers, and so that's one large carpool that we take advantage of the natural road, which is the bay, and address the problem that way.
Ferries have been moving people and their vehicles around San Francisco Bay for more than 150 years. The first ferry service was launched in the 1850s. Today, the ferry system includes more than 10 boats. They stop at ports all around the Bay Area. Researchers are developing technology that could make the boats more energy efficient. They have been studying the high-tech sails on America's Cup racers. A firm wind wing is a new kind of sail being tested on the bay. The 14-meter-tall device stands upright like a sail, but is made of lightweight carbon fiber. A solar-powered computer helps to control its movement. Early tests show fuel reductions of up to 25% when the wind wing is connected to a small boat. Tim Lipman works for the Transportation Sustainability Research Center at the University of California at Berkeley.
You can hold a certain course to, say, have a passenger ferry run along a prescribed course and simply use the wing where it's advantageous to assist the boat moving forward and then let it drift if it's not advantageous and simply use the motor on the boat.
Researchers are also exploring the idea of hybrid ferries, boats powered by traditional fuel and electricity. Hybrid ferries with experimental sails are still a few years away in the future. But the current ferries offer a pleasant ride for thousands of people in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm Ann Ball.
And that's it for this edition of As It Is from VOA. But don't go away. There are more Learning English programs yet to come. And world news at the beginning of the hour.